it figures that Republicans would jump into the race for Oregon governor. But incumbent Kate Brown is less than 2 years into the job and came into it because of the previous governor's resignation. Her competition in the crowded field, though, also comes from fellow Democrats, including Julian Bell. Bell is a Southern Oregon physician who finds fault with Brown's stance on climate change, among many other issues. He joins us now to discuss his plans. Dr. Julian Bell, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, doing well. Glad you could join us. So why are you running for governor, Julian Bell?
Well, the main reason that I'm running is that I think that Kate Brown is unaware of the importance of climate change, as much as significant as it is for Oregon in terms of financial impact for the state of Oregon itself, but in terms of the impact on humanity in general. I really think that she is she's kind of living in a bygone era, and she's not prioritizing climate change. And things to work on climate change, or legislation to work on climate change, in the way that I think that she needs to, and in the way that I think the children of Oregon really need her to.
So what kinds of specific policies do you have in mind that would eliminate the use of fossil fuels in Oregon without bringing extreme hardship to people?
Well, I don't know that the kinds of legislation or the kinds of financial changes that would build a clean energy and clean energy economy in Oregon would generate extreme financial hardship for people. For example, in other states, in California, the cap and trade bill, Assembly Bill 32, that they have there has actually decreased the cost of electricity and has created a lot of jobs and drawn venture capital into the state. So I think it's a bit of a, I don't think that the steps that we would hope to take to correct or to fix our greenhouse gas footprint would create economic hardship. I actually think that they would create jobs in the state. They would create investment in the state. They would build Oregon's economy. And part of the Healthy Climate Act, which was a piece of legislation that was in the 2015 and 2016 legislative sessions, part of the legislation from that act would actually have created investment in, in underserved communities or economically disadvantaged communities. And this was a big part of the reason that the California Assembly Bill 32 was as popular as it has been in California, because it really did provide a lot of economic development and job growth for underserved communities, as well as for the rest of the state of California. And I think the same thing could be easily translated into Oregon. And that's one of the many things that could be done in Oregon to transition as quickly off of fossil fuels and onto renewable energy and renewable energy infrastructure. Among other things, we actually have some very impressive solar developments in Oregon. One of the ones that's, that people I think might not be aware of is the Lake County Resource Initiative, which is headed by Jim Walls, and it's a project in Lakeview and Lake County, which provides enough solar electricity to run the entire county. And some of this electricity is sold to California, and they use a lot of the electricity themselves, but they are a entirely clean energy, electricity anyway, powered community. If they had a battery, they would be able to run their city 24 hours a day on nothing but solar energy. And that's, you know, that's a system that's already up and running and is working well. Christmas Valley is another place that's doing a lot of good work with solar energy, and Paisley is a city that's that is run entirely on geothermal electricity.
We're talking with Dr. Julian Bell. He is a Democratic candidate for Oregon governor. You can join the discussion or bring your questions to us, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. It's a crowded field. 15 people have thrown their names into the hat for the primary season, and we've invited them all to be on the exchange. Dr. Bell, you know, do you, when you talk about eliminating the use of fossil fuels and building this clean energy infrastructure, reducing the impact of greenhouse gas emissions, would you support a like social assistant program that helps people actually do this? Or, you know, I guess I'm a little bit hazy on the particulars of the social impacts here of dramatically changing our economy and how you keep people from falling through the cracks.
Well, I think that's just a matter of allocation of resources and planning. I don't think it's For one thing, the proposal is meant to be a way of, or I guess my plans to work on a clean energy economy is meant to be a way of making things better for the people of Oregon as well as for the people of the rest of the world. And so the priority is, you know, improving the fortunes of Oregon residents. And I think, you know, with planning, you can avoid a lot of the potential pitfalls. And the point isn't to, throw people out of the system and make things more difficult for people. The point is to bring us all together forward at the same time in a way that works for everybody in Oregon. You know, my intention is not, or my hope anyway, if I were elected governor, is not to create additional stress or economic hardship for people. It's really to try and build an economy that that works well for everybody in Oregon, but also decreases our greenhouse gas footprint, which I think is an essential thing that we have to do for our children in the future. I mean, you can look at it as, you know, potentially burdensome and complex economic and energy system change, or you could look at it as an unavoidable step towards our future. I mean, I think that for us to pass along a healthy planet to our children, we really need to make radical changes in our energy supply, and we really need to move completely off fossil fuels. And it's something that we need to do fairly quickly. You know, the plans that we have in place at the moment, I think, are plans that are convenient to the fossil fuel industry. And the fossil fuel industry has shown us for 40 years that they have absolutely no concern about the lives of the people on the planet, basically. I mean, I think that they have thwarted and sabotaged every effort to move in the direction of clean energy, and I think that they are entirely untrustworthy. But anyway, the point being that that's an industry that not only is jeopardizing our children's future, but has shown itself to be hostile to the, you know, the best interests of people at the moment on the planet as well.
Do you see a path forward working with the legislature to actually have the money to build this clean energy infrastructure? Where would the money come from?
Well, I think that at least the beginning part of it, the Healthy Climate Act would begin to generate revenue for development of clean energy. Excuse me. In particular, I think that the fee for the use of fossil fuel resources in Oregon from the that is charged for the largest polluters in Oregon, the 75 or so largest polluting companies in Oregon, that revenue can be used to put money directly into the purchasing of clean energy resources like wind and solar. Pardon me. And I think that, you know, step by step, by purchasing a steadily greater amount of clean energy, we can work our entire state off of fossil fuel in a fairly, straightforward and steady manner. So I think that the revenue... And to some extent, that revenue will probably be passed along to consumers, although I don't know that it has to be. It could be directly taken out of the income of the executives of the corporation. But that seems, I suppose, a little unlikely. But in any case, I think that the kinds of modest increases in the cost of the products as a result of the legislation of the Healthy Climate Act are going to amount to small differences in most people's the cost of food or whatever it may be that they're actually purchasing. So I think that for most people, I think for this process, it's going to be a very small impact in their budget, and I think it has the potential to really push us rapidly in the direction of a clean energy economy without a huge amount of financial disruption for the state.
Okay, Dr. Bell, let's move on to another topic here. Public retiree pension benefits are going to take a bigger bite out of the state budget next biennium. How should the state address that shortfall?
Well, I think that, you know, the Oregon, I think the tax base in Oregon and the amount of revenue that has to be put towards the public employee retirement system can be balanced in a slightly different way if we were to collect more tax from the from corporations in Oregon. And I know that that's unpopular with the corporations in Oregon, but I also think that as far as the overall state revenue, they contribute disproportionately little as compared with other states around the nation, and I think that it's reasonable to expect them to contribute more, and I think that would take a substantial amount of the pressure off the state budget and make it less challenging to properly fund the public employee retirement system.
So the schools may also take a hit in this budget shortfall. How would you recommend minimizing harm in that arena, and would you advise cuts in public education?
No, I'm very strongly opposed to the idea of cutting any funds for public education. I think that Oregon has a very meager or very minimal tax base, and I think a significant part of that is the modest amounts of tax that are collected from corporations in the state. And I think that that's harmful to our state. It's harmful to our educational system, and it puts stress on the public employee retirement system. And I think that that's something that needs to change. And I'm sure you're familiar with IQ28, which is an effort from the unions to change the tax structure of Oregon. And it circumvents the legislature and goes and takes those questions directly to the voters. And I think that that's sort of a desperate measure for the people of Oregon, because I think that they are aware that their state is really collecting a very minimal amount of revenue from corporations that take advantage of the resources that we have here.
So you mentioned corporate taxes. Are there other things about the tax policy, the state tax policies, that you think cry out for reform?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm a physician, so I don't know that I can give you a long, detailed discussion of, or a tremendously in-depth discussion of how I would change the tax structure of Oregon, but it is...
We just have a couple minutes here, so give it your best shot.
So there's a couple of things that I think would be helpful for Oregon. One of them is that I do think that investing in clean energy in Oregon has the potential not only to create jobs and create an economic base for our state, but I also think that there's a lot of corporations around the United States and perhaps around the world that are interested in having an entirely clean energy footprint. For example, Google, Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, and a variety of others, who are really looking for an energy supply that doesn't have any fossil fuels in it. At the moment, even if we have a lot of renewable energy in the mix in Oregon, we still have, there's no way of differentiating between the fossil fuel electricity that we consume and the renewable energy that we consume. It all comes through the same pipe. There's no difference between it. But if you could actually take the state entirely onto a clean energy grid, there are a lot of businesses around the country that would find that very desirable, and I suspect would be very happy to move their factories or their businesses here and provide employment for Oregonians. And I think that has the potential to create a lot of economic development for Oregon. Also, I think that if we invest in the clean energy economy in the state, and if we can demonstrate to the rest of the world how it can be done, that has the potential to create, techniques and skills and technology that can be marketable around the rest of the world. And I think that that's all those things represent economic development in Oregon. And I'm not trying to throw the existing corporations of Oregon under the bus, but I also think that there is the potential to grow Oregon's economy and create jobs for the state. And I think that that's one direct way of doing that is to move towards what I think is the clean energy economy as a future, the inevitable clean energy structure that we will have to move to.
All right, Dr. Bell, I'm gonna have to cut you off there. Thank you so much for joining us. Julian Bell is an ICU physician in Southern Oregon. He is running for the Democratic ticket here as Oregon governor. Dr. Bell, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.